From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazil's Supreme Court has rejected an appeal by the president. President Dilma Rousseff wants the court to stop Senate impeachment proceedings against her, but the court rejected her request, clearing the way for a debate on the matter. Newspaper polls indicate 50 of 81 senators are expected to vote in favor of a trial, but it's not clear if they will vote to convict. Officials say bombings across the Iraqi capital killed at least 75 people on Wednesday. The deadliest attack occurred during a morning rush hour when a car bomb ripped through a market in Sadr City area, killing at least 64 people and wounding about 40. Edward Uranian has more.
Ambulances rushed to the scene of the explosion in Sadr City as bystanders picked through overturned carts, stalls, and wooden crates. Witnesses say the explosion took place in front of a beauty salon and that many of the victims of the blast were women. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Public health experts are calling for the 2016 Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro to be postponed, moved, or both as a precautionary measure to thwart the spread of the Zika virus. Officials from the International Olympic Committee have expressed confidence in the steps taken by the World Health Organization to address the Zika outbreak. Police raids on suspected terrorist hideouts in southern Tunisia left four officers and at least two suspects dead. Police stormed a terrorist cell north of Tunis Wednesday, where militants had gathered to plan attacks. Two militants were killed, 16 were arrested. Security forces gave little details about the raid, but said they had captured a number of rifles, grenades, and other weapons. This is VOA News. FBI Director James Comey says the number of Americans trying to travel overseas to join the Islamic State militants has dropped since last year. He says agents have tracked an average of one person per month trying to travel or actually traveling to join the extremist group. That's down from as many as 10 in 2014 per month. Comey gave no explanation for the decline. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump continues to struggle to win support for his candidacy from key figures in his own party. Two defeated contenders, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Florida Senator Marco Rubio, returned to their jobs in Congress this week, showing little enthusiasm for Trump. Numerous Republican lawmakers say they plan to avoid the party convention in July. Trump heads to Washington Thursday for meetings with key Republican congressional leaders, including the party's top current elected official, House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan. Ryan says he's not quite ready yet to endorse Trump as the party's standard bearer. The foreign ministers of Germany, France, Russia, and Ukraine reached several agreements Wednesday to improve security in the war-torn Donbas region of Ukraine. They were unable to agree on elections for the eastern part of the country, which is controlled by Russian-backed separatists. German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier hosted the talks with his three counterparts at a retreat near Berlin.
Sicherheit auf der einen Seite mit Fortschritten, wie ich sie Ihnen geschildert habe.
He told reporters after the meeting there had been clear progress on the issue of security for eastern Ukraine, but no breakthrough. One day before the swearing-in of Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni, his main rival, Kizza Besigye, appeared in downtown Kampala Wednesday afternoon despite being under house arrest. The opposition FDC party later announced it had held its own swearing-in ceremony for what it called the People's President. He said the inauguration of Mr. Museveni is illegitimate.
Mr. Museveni, who intends to cling on to what Mr. Chigundu announced, that is untenable from the available evidence. Therefore, any swearing by Mr. Museveni is not a swearing by the Constitution of the Republic of Uganda.
Besigye was arrested shortly after his appearance, and crowds were dispersed using tear gas. Some videos, which have appeared on Twitter, show the crowd being beaten with sticks by plainclothed policemen. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.